"Come on in, gentlemen," Castillo called cheerfully as Commandante Duffy and Captain D'Elia appeared in the Quincho door. "And I'll..." Oops. A third man, stocky, nearly bald, dark-skinned, and in his 30s, had followed them in. Castillo had no idea who he was, and was already freezing how he would tell Duffy he was not to bring any of his gendarmes to the safe house without prior permission, when the man saluted very casually and, in English, introduced himself. "Captain Urquilla, Colonel," he said. "I ran into D'Elia at the embassy, and he said, since I hadn't actually reported in to you, that I probably should come out here and do it, that you were either here or would be shortly." Castillo returned the salute as casually. "What were you doing at the embassy, Captain Urquilla?" Castillo asked, very softly and politely. Davidson, who knew what it often meant when Castillo spoke very softly and politely, looked concerned. "I wanted to ask Mrs. Siano, sir, when I could expect you to be in country." "And how long have you been in country, Captain?" Castillo asked again, softly and politely. Urquilla did the math in his head before replying. "A week, sir. I got here the morning of the 5th. My team was up when General McNabb laid this on us. I appointed myself and my medic the advance party, and we were on the LAN Chile flight out of Miami that night." "You've been here a week, Captain. Correct me if I'm wrong. And today you went looking for Mrs. Siano at the embassy?"
"That's right, sir."
"And curiosity frankly overwhelms me, Captain. How have you passed the time since you arrived in beautiful Argentina?"
"I've been nosing around Asunción, sir, looking for some place where these people could be holding this DEA guy."
"You and your medic?" Castillo said, his tone making it more a question than a statement.
"Just he and I at first, sir. But now my whole team is up there."
"And why did you do that?"
"General McNabb briefed me on the problem, sir, and when I came to see Mrs. Siano before..."
"Is he saying he saw Susanna before?"
Castillo looked at Susanna. She nodded. "Right after I got here, and she said she didn't really know where you were and to hang loose. I figured the best thing to do was start nosing around looking for this place."
"Tony's found something very interesting, Colonel," D'Elia offered.
"Really?"
Castillo said.
"And what would that be, Captain?"
"Well, there's a sort of hidden compound on the Paraguayan side of the river, right on the river, protected by some really heavy anti-intrusion stuff, including claymores. Now, I've never seen this Timmons guy, but these people have three guys chained together to a pole. Two of them are Latinos, wearing some kind of brown uniform. The third is in a suit. He's got light skin, and I'd say the odds are he's Timmons, or whatever his name is."
"Jesus Christ."
"You've penetrated this compound?" Castillo asked, suddenly very serious.
"Not me, sir. My intel sergeant, Master Sergeant Ludwich."
"Skinhead Ludwich?" Castillo interrupted. "That Master Sergeant Ludwich?"
"Yes, sir. He said you two had been around the block a couple times."
"Maybe that's who Bustamante saw in his intrusion. I'll be a son of a bitch."
"Indeed we have," Castillo said.
"Well, he's one hell of a penetrator, as you probably know. So he went in, alone. I didn't want to take any more chances than I had to until I knew what was coming down. And Skinhead says he saw two brown-uniformed Latinos and a gringo in a suit, all chained to a pole."
"Yes, sir."
"Sir, he said they have two bowls, one with water, one with food, and that they..." "This is what Ludwich said, sir."
"And that they looked stoned, sir."
"As if, for example, they had been injected with heroin?"
Captain Urquilla shrugged. "Personally, sir, I don't know that I'd recognize the signs of someone on heroin, what they'd look like. And Ludwich didn't say anything about seeing a needle, sir, just that they looked stoned."
"Put the composite on the monitor, Jack," Castillo ordered.
Why don't you have a look at this, Commandante? Castillo said. The composite appeared a second later. Duffy's eyes widened. What is that? He asked. Your compound look anything like this, Captain? Castillo asked. Urquilla examined the composite very carefully and shook his head. That's not it? Castillo asked incredulously. Oh, that's it, Urquilla said. I should have known you'd be way ahead of me. Colonel, I hope I haven't fucked anything up by sending Ludwich in there.
Come here, Captain,
Castillo said, gesturing with his hands for Urquilla to move in very close. When he had, Castillo grabbed both of Urquilla's ears and kissed him wetly on the forehead.
Captain Urquilla, I love you. I love Skinhead Ludwich, and I love you.
Captain Urquilla and Commandante Duffy both looked somewhat dazed.
Corporal Bradley,
Castillo called.
Sir?
There is a bottle of Famous Grouse single malt in my room. I have been saving it for a special occasion. This is it. Go get it.
Aye, aye, sir.